ranked one of America's top research universities, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee plays a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin. UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Meet the people behind the creativity and discoveries on UWM today. Here's the host, Tom Lujack, Vice Chancellor of University Relations.
If you drive by UW-Milwaukee's Eastside campus these days, you'll see a swarm of construction workers building the foundation for the new Lubar Entrepreneurship Center. It's on the corner of Kenwood and Maryland Avenues. That new building, made possible by a generous gift from Shal and Marianne Lubar, will be the first of its kind on any campus in Wisconsin. But even before the building opens, UWM already has in place a series of programs that are helping students learn how to think like entrepreneurs. And they don't have to be business majors either. On this edition of UWM Today, we're going to introduce you to two student entrepreneurs and tell you how you can meet many more just like them. Also joining us on the program is Nicole Green, the program coordinator for the Lubar Entrepreneurship Center. Our students, James Van Eerden, a geosciences major, and Cheyenne McLaston, a senior majoring in kinesiology. Welcome to all three of you. Great to have you on the show as we talk about doing things differently. Nicole, that's what it's all about, entrepreneurship, right?
Yes. Thank you so much for having us. And as you said, we are very grateful for our supporters and donors, the Lubar family especially. And of course, here at the Lubar Entrepreneurship Center, our students are kind of at the center of what we want to make successful. So if we can get entrepreneurship as part of all students' experiences, that's a win for us.
A lot of people think of entrepreneurship and they think, okay, well, I'm going to become a small businesswoman or a small businessman. I'm going to go ahead and set up my own shop. That's not necessarily the end result of people who think about entrepreneurship, is it?
Right. And of course, we want those students to be successful also. But students that maybe are interested in other topics, like the students we have today, we want them to be able to think like an entrepreneur, be savvy, think on their feet, understand business because it is so important. And so we just give them tools so that they can be successful at their jobs, and maybe they become intrapreneurs, entrepreneurs that are at their current jobs in corporations and such.
And that's really important because a lot of employers today are looking for something different in the young people that they're hiring.
Oh, yes. And we hope that we give our students a leg up.
And I mentioned at the beginning, Nicole, that you don't have to be a business major. That surprises a lot of people when you begin talking about entrepreneurship.
Yes. In fact, we encourage to get interdisciplinary students together. So we love it when we see business students, art students, kinesiology students collaborating together to think of new innovative solutions. Because if you continue to think with just people that are from your background, you tend to come up with solutions that are maybe not as innovative or creative as they might be if you have different people working with you.
You mentioned the kinesiology and James geosciences. Let's bring our students in. And maybe, James, let's begin with you. You're a geoscience major, and you have an idea, not just an idea, but you have a business plan. Tell us what you're trying to do as you begin to start a career as perhaps an entrepreneur.
Thanks, Tom. I'm working to start Light Fruit Company, and Light Fruit Company is a dehydrated fruit manufacturing business, and our specialty is dehydrated melon. So our products right now include snack-sized packages of dehydrated watermelon, honeydew, and cantaloupe. So I've been working to get the word out about our product, and I've been working sampling our product and getting everyone a taste.
And this idea of yours started like literally in your kitchen at home, right?
That's exactly right. So I woke up one morning looking for a snack. I went to the refrigerator and I found a slice of watermelon. And I just dug in right there standing at the open refrigerator. And this watermelon was juicy and it was dripping down my chin, down my neck, on my shirt. It was just this huge mess. And so I took it over to the sink and I was eating it over the sink and it was dripping and splashing. And I just remember thinking, wow, this is some watery watermelon. And that's when it hit me. That's the first time I went and dehydrated watermelon, right after that experience.
So how do you dehydrate watermelon? Is that normally done? I don't recall seeing that on the store shelves.
Absolutely. So it's not available on store shelves at all. And so I've had to develop a special process to dehydrate this watermelon. And it takes a long time, and you've got to do it the right way.
But the idea is that because it's unique, it may sell. Is that it?
Absolutely. So consumers and people in America are infinitely curious. They always love the next new thing. And when
they like snacks a lot. We probably have to start there, right?
That's right. They love their sweets. They love their sugar. And so I just found a new way to present them their delicious snack. And everyone loves it so far. So I'm going to keep pushing it as far as it'll go.
Well, we're going to come back and talk to you more in just a moment about how the Entrepreneur Program is helping you take that idea to the next level. But I want to bring Cheyenne in. Cheyenne, you also are a budding student entrepreneur. And as we mentioned, you're majoring in kinesiology. What's your idea for a business?
Well, so it's not just my idea solely. It's my boyfriend's idea as well. And it sort of sprang up from our high school days. We were high school athletes and we went to the same high school. So graduating from high school, going on to college, we knew we wanted to be involved in sports. And it just was, how do we continue to make an impact, make a difference in the lives of the youth? And where do we start? So we developed a training program, basically. So he trains football players and I stick to track and I try to translate some of that over into volleyball athletes as well. And from the training program that we did with the high school athletes, we thought, well, why not take it a step further and just go into the general population? So it came to be that way, but our idea essentially is a health and wellness studio that encompasses the entire spectrum of health and wellness. So it's not just working out and fitness and physical fitness. It's more so a mind-body experience, which is why we decided to name it Positive Vibes Fitness and Wellness.
And the idea is that you would then create studios or create centers? So
yes.
It wouldn't just be a one-off?
Right. So we're starting locally because this is home. This is where we grew up. And then the idea is to expand across the nation eventually, couple years down the line, just because we know within the minority community, you don't see too many faces like ours that are promoting the fitness and wellness agenda. So that's essentially our mission.
Well, let's talk about how the Lubar Entrepreneurship Center is helping both of you, Cheyenne and James. James, for you, what is the program meant in terms of taking that idea of getting the wet out of watermelon and making it easier to eat? What is the Entrepreneurship Center doing to help you move your idea forward so that you can see the business grow?
Absolutely. The Lubar Entrepreneurship Center and the Student Startup Challenge have been transformative in my business. So I came in and I don't have a background in entrepreneurship or business whatsoever. I'm a geoscience student. And the Student Startup Challenge has these regular meetings where a bunch of student entrepreneurs get together and learn about topics of entrepreneurship, whether it's accounting or understanding who your target customer is or understanding how to develop your product. So each of those experiences helped me push my business forward.
And how about you, Cheyenne? What have you learned?
We basically learned a lot about marketing. Our issue, we started a few pilots back in January, and our issue was marketing. How do we get it out to the right target population that we're looking at? And along the Student Startup Challenge, we've gained a lot of insight, a lot of, I want to say, connections, networking skills that allowed us to meet the right people to get our marketing strategy back together, which was our biggest issue.
Is it fun? Or is this a lot of work? I mean, the areas that you've staked out, you've got some formidable competition out there.
It's definitely a lot of work, but the entrepreneurship team, they are so much fun and they make sure we enjoy what we're doing. Because ultimately, if you don't enjoy what you're doing, you're not going to continue. You're going to want to find something different. And I really appreciate that aspect about them because they go for it. And they go for it in sometimes the goofiest ways, but it works.
Nicole, the whole notion of giving students who aren't business majors, and I keep coming back to that because when I mention entrepreneurship, out in the community, people immediately gravitate to, oh, so you're, what are you going to be, get an MBA then? Are you going to work through a business curriculum? It's kind of interesting that you don't actually require that, or maybe don't even necessarily prefer that approach, although you certainly don't turn business majors away, do you?
Oh, absolutely not. We love business majors. They help us incredibly. And so as the students were alluding to, we do a lot of cross-disciplinary work. So we like to get other students connected. So if that means connecting James to a business student and getting him to work with that person to help develop the business plan and the business model canvas, someone that understands that background really helps James. So it's important to have a business major as part of your team, but not required, because we can certainly teach those topics.
What about classes? Are there, in addition to what sounds like some great networking, where, you know, Cheyenne and James are meeting and talking to people who have similar interest, but perhaps some unique skills. What is it that UWM can provide in the programming that is going to give them each the basic knowledge that's necessary to be successful if they're going to ultimately own or run a business?
So the Lubar Entrepreneurship Center doesn't actually offer any academic courses. The program that these students are involved in is called the Student Startup Challenge, and it's extracurricular. So it's something that they do outside of their coursework, and they come to us, you know, at 8 p.m. at night, and we stay until 10:30 p.m. sometimes. And they also come at 8 a.m. on a, well, 9 a.m., let's be real, 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning to work on their business ideas. But we certainly still work with a lot of courses across the university. We want to connect these students to other courses that would teach them those skills, because there is so many great and wonderful things happening at UWM. We want to make sure all these students are connected. So how we might do that is a student that's coming up with an idea that's maybe very you can create a prototype out of it. We'll put them into the product realization course in the engineering department, and the students will work on that prototype for a semester. So the student becomes that sponsor, and then the students in the engineering course are also working on, you know, products to develop and help them come up with that prototype.
So it's integrating students and exposing them to existing courses that they may never have considered taking before.
Yes. We call those actually Ideas Challenge courses, and we outline them on our website and to tell students what are those courses that you can check out. They're courses that we believe are pushing the innovation entrepreneurial ecosystem at UWM.
If you're a fine arts major, if you're a nursing major, if you're criminal justice, is there room for you to get involved in the entrepreneur program in those realms?
Absolutely. Tom can say I'm smiling because absolutely, we want more of those students. I'm really excited about one of our students. She's a nursing PhD student, and she actually developed a medical tubing organizer, which is just impactful in the field she's in. And nurses are, you know, the original hackers. She was at first just using tongue depressors, cups, and tape to organize her lines, and she decided this isn't good enough for her patients. And she worked with some engineers and business students and is now working on a prototype to move it forward into the market.
Other examples of success?
Oh, all right. So we also have a music booking service that we've worked with. That's exciting. It's called Dream City Music. You can go online and book them for any event, specifically weddings. And that is bringing students that are working in the arts, specifically in our music departments, and bringing them to different events and connecting them.
And the secret sauce there is the online communication with potential clients.
Yes, thank you. And it's to allow all of the transactions to happen online. So then if, you know, all of the booking, all of the payments are happening online. We also have an electronic system for track and field. That was a couple years ago. So instead of bringing a start gun to a track meet, now there was it was an electronic starter. you could push a button and it was it had a sound and light, and it transmitted to the start and finish line so that you got a more accurate read of start and finish for athletes.
So you've got real examples of people who have come through the program who either have developed or are developing the actual product that can be taken out to the market.
Oh, yes. And the other, you know, these are products, but we also have services that students like to develop, specifically in social innovation. And so there was a student, her startup was called, or is called, Untangled. And it's it's using the theory of like giving makeovers to young girls, but also working on self-esteem issues underneath that. So it's at first, you know, kind of bringing them in with something that they like doing, which is makeovers, playing with makeup, and then actually talking about real problems and getting to the root of their problems.
Wow. So it covers the whole breadth of programming that you might find in the academic offerings of a big university.
Correct.
Cheyenne, when you hear these stories, these success stories, how do you feel knowing that that you're also getting in the groove here?
It gives us hope. It makes me feel like although we're still in the beginning budding stages, it makes me feel like there's something more worth fighting for. Like there's, at the end of the day, there's an ultimate goal. So although sometimes we may have to lay over a little bit, or we may have to take a break and shut down some pilots just to get the business end of things together, it's going to get better is what it sounds like to me.
Did you ever think when you got into college that you would be a budding entrepreneur yourself?
No. I actually had plans to go to school for PT. I wanted to be a physical therapist. And I work with physical therapists now, and seeing that side of it, I was like, maybe this isn't for me. I don't like seeing the same four walls. I don't like being stuck in the same building day after day. So in being introduced to the Student Startup Challenge, it helped me to realize that there are other options. Like I can still go to school for athletic training, but then I can turn that around and make it my own personal business. And so that's what the goal is. That's what I'm currently doing now.
You want a business card that has your name as
I do.
As the doer and the runner and the owner, right?
Yes.
I can see it in your expression. You're
forefront.
Excited about that.
Yeah.
You're listening to UWM Today here on WUWM. Good to have you with us this week. I'm Tom Lujack, and joining us in the studio, three people deeply engaged in UWM's entrepreneurship program. We have two students, James Van Eerden, a senior in geosciences, who's learning how to dehydrate melons. We're going to talk more about that in just a moment. Cheyenne McLaston, a senior in kinesiology, who's got ideas about starting her own health and wellness program. And accompanying them, Nicole Green, who's the program coordinator for the Lubar Entrepreneurship Center and also works closely with the UWM Research Foundation. Nicole, I began the program by talking about that new physical space that is under construction on the UWM campus. It's so good to see cranes on a college campus because you know there's something new around the corner. Tell us what you envision happening when that building is completed at the corner of Kenwood and Maryland sometime early next year. What will that mean for the entrepreneurship program?
Well, I can't tell you how excited we are. We actually contemplated one time on a Saturday morning giving students shovels and letting them get out there and start helping dig.
Just to get it done faster, right?
Well, of course, so the student success is kind of at the center of what we would like to see. And so the building, although is coming in a year, we have really tried to build up our programming before that. So, of course, programming and our students come first. But the building is going to be really cool. It has collaborative spaces. So students have a common space. They can pull up whiteboards, have Sharpies and Post-its, and be able to brainstorm and talk about ideas. There's flexible classroom space. So those courses that we were pointing out, the Ideas Challenge courses, could be taught in there. Well, will be taught in there. And that has a glass garage door so the doors can roll up, and then even more space, and you can allow the community to come into your classroom. It is a two-part building. So the upstairs is going to have some touchdown spaces for students, like the Student Startup Challenge students that are working on startups. They would be able to have a desk for a semester and a cubby that could lock so that they could work in a physical space. They could go to campus at any time and work on their ideas, at whatever hour pleases them, hopefully. And it's also home to the UWM Welcome Center, which is a very exciting thing because now all student families that are coming through UWM start their tour with entrepreneurship.
And so students who are first thinking of whether they're going to come or not come to UWM would start in that same building.
They are. So they get to see kind of the hub and the buzz of entrepreneurship and the exciting creativity and innovation happening at UWM. They start and end their tour at that building. So they can really see how entrepreneurship is going to be a part of their academic career, whether they take entrepreneurship or not.
You mentioned the community can also tap into this. So there'll be programming in that building, not only for students like Cheyenne and James, but for business people, businesswomen, businessmen in the community who want to, bring their career to another level?
Yeah, so we already actually are working with community members, people that have come to us and say that we want to build, you know, we want our business to grow. So we've some of the students actually have worked with some of them, and that will continue to happen. We also have different ways for community people to plug in. They can become mentors. So we have specific sessions they can come in, and we have, you know, directed points that we'd like them to help us with. And there's other ways that we'll have in the future, but of course, that's when the building comes. So
this is a pretty big deal when you consider that Wisconsin historically has always ranked near the back of the pack when it comes to states that count how many people start businesses. In terms of entrepreneurship, I think Wisconsin is 48th, 49th on the list. This might help move Wisconsin in the right direction, moving towards the front of the pack instead of the back of the pack.
We sure believe so. We think that the Entrepreneurship Center in Milwaukee will help push our entrepreneurship ecosystem even further than what it is now. There's so many great things happening in this community. There's a lot of other programs out there in Milwaukee. So if you are an entrepreneur and you're looking for some help, feel free to reach out to us and we can connect you to those other places, even if they're not our resources.
And if you're a student just thinking of starting that college experience, great place for you to get something you can't get anywhere else.
Well, we seldom turn down a cup of coffee, so we will always sit and talk about your ideas because we can't get enough of it.
James and Cheyenne, start with you, James. What does your family think about all of this? Did they ever imagine you trying to start a business when you went off to college?
They never considered that I would go ahead and start a business. It's not something I really talked about. It wasn't at the forefront of my mind. Once I started dehydrating watermelon, I think they're kind of hoping, oh, this will blow over soon enough.
It's a phase. James is going through a phase, right?
I remember at a certain point my mom asked me, James, can you take the dehydrator out of the kitchen? Can you take it into the basement? So she was trying to reclaim her space a little bit. But they've come around and they're tremendously supportive and they're celebrating with me all my wins and supporting me through, the work that I go through and all the preparation I do for my different presentations. And I think that I couldn't have a better team on my side than my mom and dad. So I'm really thankful for that. I've also seen that the Student Startup Challenge team is incredibly supportive. Even if you're pivoting or changing your idea, they're going to be there supporting you. And they're always bringing new opportunities to the forefront of your attention that you can use to grow your business further.
Do your folks ever say, hey, we've got an idea. Why don't you do it this way? Or do they pretty much give you hands off?
You know, they know I'm the expert. And so they're always there ready to give, you know, their honest feedback, which I really appreciate.
How about you, Cheyenne? How about your family? Do they see this coming?
No, they actually all imagine me going to medical school. So everybody's like, you're going to be a doctor. You're going to be great. You're going to become this great surgeon. And I'm just like, yeah, no, not right now. Maybe later on in life. But for right now, once they've seen the dedication and the late nights that I've put in along with my boyfriend and both of our families are extremely supportive. They show up to all of our group sessions. They tell their friends about it. They post it on Facebook. They're just the hub of our support. So without them, we wouldn't be where we are.
Where do you see this going, Cheyenne? What's your dream in 5 years or 10 years?
In 5 years, I see us having at least two or three storefronts. And then in 10 years, I see us being able to have franchises for those who want to be involved in the process, those who want to make a difference in their own communities as far as complete and total health and wellness.
And do you see yourself focusing in underserved areas of the community?
Yes.
Is that the sweet spot for you?
For us, that's where the heart of our mission lies, is just to get back into those underserved communities and let them know, hey, there are people, there are faces in this industry that look like you and that care about your issues. So come with us, just take this trip with us, journey with us, and explore your complete health and wellness. And then if you like it, we'll give you a franchise and you can turn it around too.
When you are talking to your clients today, as you're mm-hmm. developing this idea, are they surprised somebody as young as you is at the head of this idea that will, you hope, become a company someday?
Yeah, I get a lot of surprise and shocked facial expressions. Everybody's like, but you're so young, you're still in college, you're finished. And then I kind of turn it back around like, well, hey, I'm young, I have a kid, this is what I have to do, this is my dream, these are my goals, this is what I'm chasing after.
Lots of ambition. So Nicole, I mentioned at the beginning of the program, our listeners could meet Cheyenne and meet James. You have an event coming up.
Yes, we do. And I'm so excited for it. It's called the UWM Innovators Expo. It's going to be at the Student Union, the UWM Union Ballroom, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, May 1st.
And what are you going to see when you walk into the ballroom?
Well, prepare yourself for a lot of innovative, creative ideas and a lot of fun. It's going to be packed. We have about 57, 58 student teams, all the way from student teams, student organizations, and departments presenting their ideas, things that they've worked on for the past year. So it's an event to celebrate all of their hard work over the past year.
And so if there are any angel investors out there, great opportunity, right?
If you open, cordially invited, as we'd like to say, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So again, it's the first Tuesday, May 1st.
May 1st.
UWM Union Ballroom.
Yep. From 5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Okay. And Cheyenne and James, you're ready to show your stuff?
Absolutely.
Any samples of watermelon for those of us who come in?
We will have more than enough watermelon for everyone.
Okay. So if you've never tasted dehydrated watermelon, now's your opportunity, and Cheyenne, a chance for people to come and talk to you about your idea. Well, thanks so much. Very best of luck to both of our students here. We wish you Godspeed and hope that you have a wonderful big sign above some space where you're making and doing your businesses in the future. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tom.
That's all for this week's program. We thank Nicole Green, James Van Eerden, and Cheyenne McLaston, all members of the Student Startup Program, the Entrepreneurship Program at UWM, for joining us on this edition of UWM Today. Well, you take care, everybody. We'll see you next week at the same time. I'm Tom Lujack.
You've been listening to UWM Today with host Tom Lujack, the weekly program where you get to meet the people behind one of America's top research universities, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Playing a vital role in shaping the future of Milwaukee and Wisconsin, UWM's diversity, academic excellence, and world-class research contribute to the region's economic development and quality of life. Learn more at uwm.edu.